location where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
Hi, it's May the 1st, 2016, a Sunday, and I'm standing on Coney Hill in the very far north of Brighton. It's some lovely old woodland, and the trees are tall, there's a snaking path going through the woods, lots of birds singing, and it's, well, I don't know what the time is, I haven't brought a watch. It's probably about half six, the sun's getting low, nice yellowy sunlight coming through the trees. But as you can hear, there's a lot of traffic as well, because we're right near the A27, which is the Brighton bypass. The A27 is of course a much longer road, but we call it the Brighton bypass, Brighton and Hove bypass, where it goes north of Brighton and Hove, built in the mid-1990s. I think this road was here before that, but it's a lot busier and upgraded now, and it adds on to other sections. So it makes an interesting thing to do, to stand here. And what I can see visually is just greenery and a path snaking ahead towards the sun. And the trees are coming out into leaf. They're not fully in leaf yet, so you can see through the branches to the distance. And there's the South Downs, which you can see towards the direction would be the west and north, I guess, northwest, judging by the sun position. And you can see them as a greeny-brown blur past the trees in the distance. And really there's nothing you can see of the road at all, which makes it interesting. Standing here, it could be a medieval scene almost. But you hear this roar coming up through the trees. And if you are here from the past as a time traveller, and you stood here, you might well think, what's that? There's a devilry down there, down the hill. Because the forest is on the side of a hill, Coney Hill, and it slopes down. On my left, it goes right up about another 50 feet, and down another 100 feet below on the right towards the road. And I've just been to the top of the hill, had a drink of water up there, looked up an old haunt I had many years ago, which I managed to find, an old tree stump I used to sit on, one of many, but I found the right place. And the traffic noise was just as bad in those days. But I used to think it was a good place to come as a green campaigner, because you could see a lovely forest, but be reminded by the sound of the cars that the world wasn't perfect, and there was something you could be campaigning about. Maybe getting rid of cars or roads, or at the very least making cars quieter. But it doesn't spoil the place if you have a pragmatic view of the world and can enjoy what's there and not what isn't there. Obviously there are far more remote forests to go out to than this. Even in Sussex, somewhere like Friston Forest, you could go into and get away from just about everything apart from the occasional plane overhead. So hopefully that's a nice soundscape you're hearing there. And 20 years ago, and not quite as long ago as that, I was very involved with anti-road campaigning. But when I came here, it was just before I got involved with that, in about 94, 93. I was a little bit involved, but not as much as I was later on. So when I came here and found this place after I moved to a different part of town, I used to enjoy coming up here for a while, but I was thinking things over, thinking about various issues and what projects to do. And I'd always be struck by how incredibly remote the area seemed visually, but how odd and intrusive the sound was.
the information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.